Blog Talk Radio.
How are you? Well, I'm just fine. I missed your call. Around 5, I'm getting back to you, cause you were on my mind. I wanna know if I see you tonight. If you came, I'll understand. Think on the front, I wanna take your name. I'm so excited that I'm sincere. I want you to be here.
Just a little time.
Manager is working on a Thursday night, kink friendly, thirsty Thursday, all that good stuff going on for Thursday night. So we're going to bring back the Thursday night show coming up real soon, probably in October. So it is in the creative phase and stage that it is, but that is coming to y'all real soon. So if y'all want to have some fun, y'all want to be a little naughty, y'all want to get a little kinky, because I know y'all missed that part of the show. That is coming back on Thursday, so just follow along. That will be on its own platform, so that will not be under this platform. That will be on its own platform, so I will make sure you guys have the link in the show information. I'm probably going to run that one from my Big Bat page. just because that show was completely adult entertainment. Like, that's not for, like, listen, that's, CJ,
that's
not for
the
kids.
It's not.
Listen, you heard the conversation.
I learned
that was
some things on that show.
That show was live for two whole hours. That's the energy. Like, that's the energy that I like on my Thursday show. So, if you are following me and you have iTunes, Apple, just go in there, write in Big Bap and Friends, exactly how it is, and just go click on the episodes and just listen to them. Like, when I tell you, CJ, I've been doing this for a long time, have I not?
That you have been.
And, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, I've been teaching a lot this season. And one of the things that I've been teaching people is how to let go of things when they no longer need things. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, I can't let go of this because it's so important. And so, CJ, what is something that in this season, and we're just on the last 90 days, in this past season, what is something that you gave up?
TV.
What was that?
TV. Television.
I didn't know you was a heavy TV user.
Oh, real bad. Reality TV is my friend. Oh,
you one of the ones I like that I like to call full time junk TV. and here's the thing. Here's like, if people get mad at it when you say it like that, and it's like, no. Here's what I need you to understand. Everybody uses junk TV for a different narrative in their life. Like, if you're a person who is constantly, like, there's two types of people who, like, I'll give you a perfect example. My 600-pound life, right? There's only a few demographic of people who really watch that show. People who have really, really bad eating habits and they don't want to be fat, so they look at that show and it reminds them, hey, I got to get up and go do something. Or people who just bored. Like, they don't got nothing to do, so they just going to sit here and watch these fat people kill themselves on TV. And not that I'm mad at anybody, because I feel like everybody has to have their awakening point, but it's like, bro, you knew you was fat when you passed 200. Like, when you passed 300, you knew you was fat. So at this point, for you, like, I can't watch those shows, because to just hear you now all of a sudden act like you don't understand how you got to this point, that's beyond me, sir. Man. And I'm not mad at him. Again, I'm not mad at him. I'm happy that, you know, that y'all's mean ass is getting him in shape. But I did not know you was a junk TV person like that. That's shocking.
It's either junk TV or super educational. I have no in between.
I got you. That's me. I'm super one way, or I gotta have my complete opposite of what I want to get into. So I get you. For me, that's exactly what mine stemmed from. My thing that I got rid of in this season is I completely got rid of my personal cell phone. And I'm just one of those people. I just feel like in order to grow, whatever is holding on to you the most, whatever to me is stifling you from getting to your next level, I just feel like, you know, if there's control mechanisms that you can put in life to help control things and help guide you in the right path, I think do that. But if it's absolutely not benefiting you at a point where it's just, like, we had this conversation, CJ, and it really threw me on the tangent. We had this conversation talking about if it's not adding value, then it's a bill. Remember that conversation we talked about?
Yes.
The cell phone is one of the biggest misleaders of people. Let me give you an example, right? So a lot of people have cell phones, and having said cell phone, they are in belief that they now have control over themselves, right? But here's the craziest part about it. Like, you literally take that one device that you literally probably, in essence, really using it what it's designed for, which is to be a telecommunication device, right? You probably only really use it to do that real actual function probably about less than 2 hours out of your day. For personal use, we're not going to talk about all the other uses, like, but just to take care of what you have going on as a person, how many times a day can you really say that you get a full 2 hours there? Generally, it's not. It's the boss wants you to come to work. You got to go pick the kids up from school. Your husband or spouse or other half or whatever that person that you fucking, whatever your relationship situation, I can't determine y'all's situation, but they call you because they need you to go do something for them today. And then the rest of it is just fucking around on social media. Like whatever your social platform is, whether it's a sports app, whether it's Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, you know, binge watching TV. Like, we literally spend most of our time using that device to do those things. But then when we actually get an opportunity to interact, we won't. So I put myself on, if it's not a work phone, I'm binging myself for at least a year with no cell phone. Because it's a bill now. It's a distraction. It's taken away from what needs to be accomplished in life. It's the ultimate distraction. And so it's a liability. And in most people's lives, it's a fine line between is it a liability or is it really an asset. And most people's life, they find ways to make it an asset, but in more ways than not, it's a liability. And the hardest part is when you actually have that tangible conversation with someone. Because here's the craziest thing, right? They tell you to go get a cell phone bill, right? And then they tell you to pay it, right? But then the first thing your boss wants to do is call you on a cell phone.
Here's the question that I ask.
Are you a salaried employee or are you an hourly employee? Because those make a difference. Because if I'm a salaried employee, then one, I should have a corporate phone. So if I have a corporate phone, then remember we talked about the difference between employee and employer. Y'all, we're going to get me and her. Look, we can't start talking. We get on a whole rant about business, and then y'all will be sitting over here like, what in the hell are they talking about? And we can't do that. And I'm in a real teacher-like mood today, so we're going to move on. CJ, what have you gotten yourself into the last couple of days? What have you been doing? Or tell me what your plans, what you got coming up.
Ooh, I got a road trip coming up.
Ooh, where are you going?
I'm going to Oklahoma.
Ooh.
I'm so excited. Ooh, it's my best friend's birthday, so we about to have some fun.
Ooh, first of all, you said my best friend's birthday. Now, where I'm from, that's cold shit from some whole shit finna go on.
My whole friend. We can't do no whole shit. It's not my whole friend.
That's not your whole friend?
It's not my whole friend.
Oh, okay. So this must be you said best friend, so look, you don't put it. It's only like 3-4 people get to
don't
get
call
in that
no
circle.
Name. Don't call no
names. No, I ain't calling no names. Nah, this ain't names. This ain't about names. It's just like I'm just trying to picture this friend because it's like, oh. Like, in my head, I'm just like, I'm picturing it. So since y'all getting ready to turn up, man, I'm going to give y'all this one, man. This is a celebration of you and your homegirl about to turn up, man. I got y'all right here. This for y'all. This for y'all.
Keep West side, what it do, nigga? East side, y'all already know. Boy, let's get it, nigga. Hey, Fabo, you know how to do this. I'm on the love, nigga. I don't need nothing, nigga. I said I'm higher than a motherfucker right now. I'm shooting nigga dead in this shit right now. They thought I better law, but I don't see how. Pull up in my car and the bitch is like, wow. It was me and Fabe Deezy. He on 3 pills. Renegotiates, I need another 3 mil. You better see him. Can't you see him froze? I was better at it on me, so I fall for the phone. All these feds keep looking at me. Slowing down the trap, make it hard for a G. Got a big stone bank head, nothing but a dank head. Slide through on the late night, you get good. And we're being slick, you know we ran a train. I owe you, you know we ran a game. I'm a Mac 11 cocked in the AR steady. Run up on me, motherfucker, I'm ready. Star Trek, Scotty don't wanna give a star. Back I'm in the throne and about me a star. Can't get a really good stuff, that's a star. And I'm starting to see spaceships come back in. I roll with gangsters, feel poppers and dankers. I got partners like worms, love boom buddy and famous. I got sisters like gas, I think Porsche, they dangerous. I fly like a plane when I'm burning hurt. Real powder hit the burning hurt. Keep music, I'm earning touch. While you football falls like a nerd.
I'm gonna see my doctor. It's called a strategy.
Down a notch, man, because I'm going to do some black history, and I'm going to do some old-school black history. I haven't done this type of black history in a while. So this is the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850. Okay? If you know this, I'm just going to read along here. I'm going to wrap this up real quick because this is a good read. You can go and look it up with some of the context clues words that I'm going to highlight here in this passage, but this is something that everyone should be aware of because this is legal legislation. For the Slave Act of 1793, see Fugitive Slave Act of 1793. So just so y'all know, that's just letting you know what this amended or what this law impacted. The template info box, U.S. legislation is being considered for merging. Here it is. The Fugitive Slave Law or Fugitive Slave Act was passed by the United States Congress on September 18, 1850 as a part of the Compromise of 1850 between the Southern slave-holding interests and Northern free soldiers. The act was one of the most controversial elements of the 1850 Compromise and heightened Northerners' fear of a slave power conspiracy. It required that all escaped slaves were upon capture to be returned to their masters and that the officials and the citizens of the free states had to cooperate with in this law. Abolitionists nicknamed it in the South the Bloodhound Law, the North, the Bloodhound Law for the dogs that were used to track down runaway slaves. Bloodhound Law is something y'all should really look up. By 1843, several hundred slaves a year were successfully escaping to the North, making slavery an unsustainable institution for the border states of the South. The Early Fugitive Slave Act of 1793 was a federal law which was written with the intent to enforce Article 4, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, which required the return of runaway slaves, and sought to force the authorities in free states to return fugitive slaves to their masters. Key word there. Many northern states wanted to circumvent the Fugitive Slave Act. Some jurisdictions passed personal liberty laws mandating a jury trial before alleged fugitives could be moved. Others forbade the use of local jails or the assistance of state officials in the arrest or return of alleged fugitive slaves. In some cases, juries refused to convict individuals who had been indicted under the federal law. So there's a lot more to that. There's a wiki page on this whole topic, but it just goes to show you guys, like, I need you to understand that when you look at why running for office, why understanding legislative tone, just why understanding temperament, there are so many things that have been legislated that literally strips you of your fundamental right to be a human. Am I for politicians and politics? Absolutely not. But if you do not, and I always say this, if you do not understand what you are fighting against, you will be literally standing up fighting for your own demise. We've done it time and time in history, and I just recommend that everybody get an opportunity to look at things from both lenses, because it's not just one lens. CJ, what did you learn in that Black History is World History? Because that's actually that compromise and that law went into effect today in 1850. Like, that's a today thing just over 200 years ago.
That's wild. Like, it's not even 200 years old.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. It's not even 200 years old. You're correct. So, like, Your great grandparents, parents and parents dealt with that. So, like, there are some people who still was dealing with the trauma bonds in your family with that as they were getting into their junior years of life. And that's why so many people don't understand. Like, it's so many different things in history that we haven't necessarily, not necessarily saying healed from, but there's so many things in our history that have impacted us in such cynical ways that, like, for people that walk around and act like Black folks shouldn't be traumatized by life, it would almost being able to say that, like, you shouldn't call, you know, a girl who just give it all the way up loose or a prostitute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do one without the other. Like, they go together. Like, you can't just, like, you gotta have this one, but this one also gotta be true as well. And you can't, like, people think because we have made it through the mud, we made it through the trenches, or, you know, our families have become a certain status or whatever levels that everybody ascertained their mindset to be in, it's the freedom. It's literally, like, your defined freedom is to have peace and stability and tranquility and to be able to pursue life and liberty and all of those things for your own being without infringing on others. And the biggest thing is the infringing on others is what we spend so much time doing. Like, we are literally lining up to knock somebody else off their perch. We're waking up to be the visceral, nasty person. And, you know, my wife asked me something the other day. She was like, what happened to ELE? And I'm like, you know, we need to bring that back. Like, so that's going to be my thing. So, like I'm trending. I'm hashtagging that again. It's coming back, ELE hashtag. And that's everybody love everybody. Like, I can't make you not be angry, but while you sit here, I'm going to just love you through it. Like, that's how I've treated all my friends. Everybody loves everybody. Like, I'm going to love you through this situation. And if you want to be angry, I'm going to sit here and look. Remember, Kalisha, remember how I still look at you looking angry?
You got that on a shirt. Yeah.
I should just look at you like, you finish being angry, and you'd be like, what? are you finished being angry? Because I got some things that I want to go do in my life, and you being angry, either you're going to not be angry, or you're just not, you're not going to talk to me today. Because there's absolutely no reason that we should have to talk to each other from a place of anger. Some of us have been victimized, or have the, because some of us even overcompensate. We are so traumatized that we live in victimhood. Like, it's always somebody else's fault. So we got to find a happy balance. And so my happy balance is, I'm just going to love you. I love you. But it's funny because I have a friend in Chicago, one of the deadliest cities in America. She does stage playing, acting, and like, I love her, man. She's one of my dearest friends. I love her because her mom, my number one love for her family is her mom is the person who taught me how to make egg rolls. So, like, literally, I'm in their kitchen, like, every holiday, and, like, every, you know, because, like, that was their thing. Like, that was their family, like, hobby. Like, they just like to make egg rolls. Everybody had their own, twist on their egg rolls, but, you know, she taught me how to make traditional egg rolls. Something they picked up when her and her husband in their early days was both in the military, and she actually went out into Korea and actually learned from Koreans how to make a Korean egg roll, like in Korea. So, like, when she was just, like, going through the process, I was like, oh, like, ma'am, you make egg rolls. Like, this ain't Fu Manchu ones. Like, they get out the freezer section and drop them in some oil. Like, this... just the wet bamboo paper. Oh, okay. I see it. You make me get, listen, CJ, you know when I see real food coming together, you know I get real excited.
You get excited.
Listen, they was making their own sauces and stuff in the house. I was like, ooh, and then I found out.
Oh,
wait a second. Yeah, they from the South. Like, they from Alabama, Mississippi. Like, they family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. once I had got to know that they really knew food like that, you know, because people be like, oh, I know food, and then you get around them, and then you realize, like, they from, like, I don't really know where to say, because it's like, because everybody got, like, their own specialty, but it's not many places that has a great collection of food. Like, there are some places that's, if I want this, I'm just going, like, to that region or that city. But, like, to get a collection of everything that you need, like, that's a tough spot to find, because food is picky. Like, I know what it's supposed to taste like, and you don't want me to be mad at you in your restaurant. Like, I'm gonna just say that now. Please don't invite me to your restaurant if your food ain't good. The craziest thing, right, I went to a restaurant, and when I tell you, I threw up in the restaurant. So, listen, I'm telling you, I'm finicky. So, I sat down in this well-fine establishment, and I was eating my food, and boom, boom, boom. And so, when I realized, you know, because I'm the type of person. Like, I don't know how y'all are, but I'm a fat kid with food. So, like, if it tastes good to me, I get to start rubbing my feet together and stuff. Because, you know, I usually got on some slides with some socks. So, you know, I'm like, I'm at the kitchen table. Like, I like food. So I was having a fat person moment. And lo and behold, I felt something hit my toe. And I'm like, that's not my shoe. And so I look under the table, and it's a whole T-bone on the ground. And I'm like, there's no, like, the parking lot was empty. Like, why am I hitting my foot on, and that's when I realized y'all don't even clean up on, and then I just hurled right there on the table. And they was like, are you okay? And I'm like, y'all nasty. I'm that picky. Like, you really don't want me to go through your professional kitchen, because, like, I tell people I'm not that guy that you want to go through your kitchen. But we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with what day it is.
Hey, okay. Go live in the town. Polo Prime. Call it Paul, you're a fool for this one, baby.
That's right.
Hey, see, it's not clear, why. It follow like the way that she yank, and then I'ma tell her why. I just gon' play up there, girl, you know how players rock. Game recognize game, and I've been running game a lot.
That's right.
She's cold in my life. Touch my heart, and hope that y'all can play a girl. Like the way that she yank, and I tell her why.
Security to get home and play, so you got to go. You talk too much now. If I got, listen, I don't, that means I ain't got to celebrate Mother's Day. Look at, whoo, won't he do it? I ain't got to celebrate Mother's Day. Just go by to her name and let them look at each other. And listen, and then that, listen, for every dumbass man that just took that advice, you get punched in your shit trying to use that. I just want you to understand. Just know I just told you you're going to get punched in your shit because she's not trying to hear none of that dope shit you just said. Don't let the Big Bapper Friend Show get you fucked up on Mother's Day in church, mad, because she done stole on you in front of pastor and them. I'm just saying. I ain't trying to ruin it. Listen, I don't want next May to come around and people be acting like I ruined some lives right here, so don't hold on to that one at all. Sir, Mother's Day roll around, you just keep doing what you've been doing. Now, some of y'all new niggas, y'all been doing new stuff anyway, so I don't even know if y'all appreciate your women, but that's different. All right, today is also Air Force Day. They just an extension of the Army. Like, they just really, really specialized at flying planes, but they just an extension of the Army. Like, outside of flying the planes and dropping some bombs, that's it. Like, they good at operations. Operational management, they got that. Like, go train with them. Today is National Cheeseburger Day. Now, we didn't do that. We had chicken. And then today is HIV AIDS Agent. So, yeah, I didn't realize, like, most of the people, like, a big population that's still, you know, HIV positive is, like, 55 and older.
Oh.
Like, I'm not saying, like, there's not younger people that have it, but, like, a big portion of the population that has HIV is 55 and older. Was not aware of that until finding that day today. Because, like, when I saw that, I was like, I had to look that one up. Like, that one kind of messed with me. Give you guys the rest of the week. Tomorrow is a good day, Butterscotch Pudding Day. So if you're a fan of Butterscotch Pudding or you just want to go back down memory lane as a kid, tomorrow's Butterscotch Pudding Day. I'm good on it. I had enough of that when I was a kid. Don't put a fucking Butterscotch Pudding cup in front of me. I promise you, I might bite you. Because, like, when you grow up in a house with multiple siblings, your mom just gets the assorted pack because she just don't even care no more. Like, yeah, different flavors in there. And so, you know, when you got sisters, you end up getting the fuck shit because you don't be home, so. Butterscotch pudding was off the bed. That or tapioca is what they would leave me. I actually like tapioca pudding, though. Talk Like a Pirate Day is tomorrow, so if you want to be weird and just really mess with people all day tomorrow when you get up, just get up and just start talking like a pirate all day. They can't say nothing to you tomorrow. It's talk. Like, literally, go to work and just answer your phones and talk like a pirate. They can't say tomorrow's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Like, you got a free pass. Tuesday, they just want y'all to be fat. Okay, we're going to start with the easy part of it. So Tuesday is Care for Kids Day. So if you got some kids and you want to show some appreciation on your kids, just show them that you care, do something in a caring manner, Care for Your Kids Day, boom, you win and you in there. But the rest of this motherfucking Tuesday, y'all going to be fat. It is National String Cheese Day. It is National Fried Rice Day. It is National Punch Day. And it is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Y'all will have to go to the bathroom.
I like all those things.
Did you say you like all those things?
Not together, but yes.
Hey, it was like somebody just said, hey, what does everybody like, man? Put that shit on the list.
Oh, man.
Like, as soon as I looked at that list, I was like, ooh. Like, because, like, I was like, yeah. I was like, I like all, don't like all of them together, though.
Right. That's the part.
Like, I like all of those. Like, they are so wonderful. But, yeah, something about that I don't like. So I'm not mad at nobody for that one. If you want to enjoy string cheese, like, so really mozzarella is a string cheese. So, like, if you want to take the mozzarella and just, you know, you know, shred it, you know, break it down a little bit more. You could put that on the pizza. Now you got a pepperoni pizza right there. So that could combine some stuff. And then you could just do the pizza for lunch. And then y'all can just do Chinese for dinner. And, you know, you can have punch both times. Okay, I made it work. You get all three. You can get them all in. You just know I would have a very healthy breakfast, though. Like, I'd have, like, some fruit, a yogurt cup, because, lunch and dinner going to be woo-wee.
Oh, man, PG, poutine.
Like, and it's crazy, because, like, people would be like, what I'm like, when you, like, it's crazy, because when you eat natural, people don't realize how when your body's actually cleaned out, when you start eating other things, how quickly your body recognizes it when you eat extremely clean. Versus, and they'd be like, but you fat. Like, Nick, I still eat food. Like, I don't know why people act like because you eat clean, like you don't eat food. Like, you can make all that healthy stuff still fat in a way if you know how to do it the right way. Like, they'd be like, well, I'm like, baby, listen, you can eat healthy and still be a 3,000 pounds if you know how to do it right. Trust me. Go look at some of these salads that are considered healthy today, and you'd be like, wow, all that's in a salad?
Mm-hmm. All of that.
All of that. I'd never forget the first time I seen, there was a restaurant in Tennessee. Matter of fact, it's in Clarksville, Tennessee. I forgot the name of the restaurant, but they bring out these big ass salads, and they got the boneless honey barbecue wing, but it's a fucking chicken breast, chicken tender, whatever you want to call this, a nugget of chicken, but it's got this honey mustard sauce that they make in house from. That recipe nice. I go there just for that dressing. They make a dressing to go with a salad, and it's an in-house, handmade. I don't know if that restaurant is still there. Remember when I told you I gave that girl a $100 tip? That's the restaurant I was at. First of all, she recommended the salad, and I was like, man, my salad. She said, you're going to be full off the salad. She said, but it's going to give you everything that you need. And it was baby, when I tell you, like, now that's a salad for that ass. Like, and everything is on it. It's a Cobb salad. So everything is on it that you want. But the toppings is the buffalo, the honey mustard. Oh, my God. And the way it just drizzle over with the dressing. And then they got the bacon in it. Like, the bacon is in it.
I need to know if that still exists.
I don't even want that place to be there. That was like so 2002, 2003, 2004, like, you know, pandemic shit, a lot of shit down. I don't know if that shit's still there.
Yeah, it did. That
was a family, like, I don't know if that was a chain or a family restaurant, but I've never seen that, like, I've never seen it anywhere else. Yeah, you know. But, baby, when I tell you, they could have just sold the honey mustard barbecue. Like, they had a honey mustard, they had an in-house ranch, an in-house blue cheese, and they had an in-house Italian and an in-house vinaigrette that they made every day from scratch. And the rest, like, it was almost like they aged them bitches to perfection because they never taste different. Like, you could go at lunchtime or you could go at dinner time, and the sauce always tasted the same. Because, like, after I went the first time, you know, I flew back in. Every time I flew back in, I just took myself there to go eat lunch, like, every time. Cause it was like, okay, I'll be here. Who starts eating clean to go eat a salad? I'm like, yo, I want to be able to eat all that stuff. Because it's a big-ass salad. Like, it's a lot of salad. But, I mean, the gluttony in me wants to finish it. And then, they also got the yeast rolls with the honey butter. So, you know, they're killing it right now. So that's all you need. And then you get Arnold Palmer, which they made it to perfection. And that was
so sad.
I was being so fat.
You're not going.
I love all of those things.
She said, I love all of those things. All right, y'all, we got to take a quick commercial break. It is, we'll be right back. We got birthdays tonight.
Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back, me back, telling me I need you in my life.
We're going to go from the 18th through the 20th. And so today we have Holly Robinson Pete. If y'all don't know who she is, go look her up. Actor, actress, just all around just cool chick and very business savvy. One of the things I really loved about her, if you go listen to her and her husband's financial success stories when they were coming up in their early career, some of the things that they still do now, they do then. And they were one of my first business couples that I watched from afar. Like one of the things they talked about is they don't live over like a certain amount of money per year. Like they give themselves that amount of money of a year to live off, and everything else that they make still just goes directly in the bank. They don't touch any of that. That's what's in their account. That's what they live off. They pay their bills. Their life is structured. Their cars, everything is structured off of that set amount, and whatever is exponential goes to where it goes. And they taught themselves that, and they also taught their kids that. So got to learn anything else that's a good lesson on exponential growth. Aisha Tyler's birthday is today. You know who that is, Kalisha?
No.
That is one of my favorite characters on television. Her name is Lana Kane. She is on the TV show Archer. If you've ever watched Archer, there's a pretty black chick on there that's kicking everybody's ass that got really big dinosaur hands. That's played by Aisha Taylor. Tyler. She played a lot of other stuff as well. But she kills Lana Kane's character, and I love her. Like, when I found out who, because I never really knew who it was until somebody was like, do you know who plays her? And I'm like, no. And once I met her, I was like, I love her because she's a really very interesting individual. If you haven't really looked into her as a person, I really recommend that you do. She's a very, very dynamic person. So Exhibit's birthday is also today. Capadonna's birthday is today. Wu-Tang Forever. Zozu Beanie, I'm not even going to do that because I don't like messing up names. So, yeah, they birthday today. If I'm not mistaken, that is the Miss Universe or one of those. That's the black girl who had won that year. Her birthday is today. Sanaa Lathan's birthday is tomorrow. The epitome of just beautiful women right there. Shout out to Miss Lathan. Like, she one of those people, like, she can just be famous for being beautiful. Like, even if you don't know her other accomplishments, like, she's fine enough to just be, like, she's beautiful for being fine. Like, it's not a lot of people who, you know, get to check that classic box. A lot of chicks, you'd be like, they cute, like, but they ain't fine. Like, she checks that box. Columbus Short's birthday is also today. Halima Adeen's birthday is today, tomorrow. And then on the 20th, we have Debbie Morgan. Definitely you should check her out. Dorothy Von Hahn, Dallas Hodges, and The Dream's birthday is all on the 20th. Whew, like, I'm going to have to stop doing birthdays. There's too many, like, y'all got too many nationalities, black folks. Like, I can't be reading all these different transcribed nationalities. Like, you know, y'all be having me wet, juicy-tongued it. Like, you remember how grandma used to be, like, juicy-tongued it? You'd be like, what's juicy-tongued it? As an adult now, you now know what the fuck that is. What the hell is grandma? What's juicy tongue did? Yeah, know when it happened to you, grandma. I ain't never heard. I ain't never had juicy tongue. And then you get older, and then you be like, God damn tongue just wet for no damn reason. Just juicy tongue did. Just wet. Just in your mouth. Just wet. Can't do nothing. Anyway, I'm not gonna mess with y'all tonight. We are done with the birthdays. CJ, give me something good. Let's get back to this book we've been trying to talk about. So tell me about this book. So tell me about chapter one of this book. So the girl was hunching or walked in on somebody dying. Like, okay, what happened? It was a lot. Like, I was emotionally trapped. I needed to reset myself because there was a lot going on in that book just in, like, the first 30 seconds. So
it was a lot in the first 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't wrong for feeling that way the way you told us. So I wasn't crazy.
No, it was a lot in the first 30 seconds. It was, yeah. The first chapter was ridiculous.
Y'all, if y'all missed the last show, we was talking, you know, last week's show, we was talking about books, and because we're trying to get more into a book club situation, and she's reading a book, and she's telling me about the book, and I had like literally we went from, okay, let me tell you about this book, and then we fucking, and then we go on break, and then we come back, and somebody's killed, and I'm just like, wait, so we, so you mean to tell me she died on top of him? Like, you know what I'm saying, like...
I mean, not exactly.
First of all, for you to even, you're doing too much. They're doing too much already. That's why I show book. I don't even want to know about the book no more. Like, keep the book to yourself. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We're gonna celebrate somebody's birthday. And we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Girl, I'm in love with you, baby, and I want just to know that I'm hooked on your body and I'm trying to be yours.
Radio killer.
Weave it up like a rug.
That I really wanted to get into tonight, and we are going to talk about when and why the first day of fall is the 22nd of this month. So for all of y'all pumpkin people, like, I'd be mad when people are like, oh, they already put out the pumpkin spice and the latte and the da-da-da. Like, first of all, like, Kev on stage and, like, the rest of y'all weird people are the only people that really like pumpkin. Nobody likes pumpkin. Pumpkin is all right. Like, pumpkin is that dessert that everybody else was like they was looking for the sweet potato, and then they just realized, and they was like, it's okay. Like, it's the light skin version. It works. It's okay. Like, you don't have to be mad for those of us who.
I'm not playing with you.
What? Who did it?
The light skin version?
The light skin version, yes. Because, come on, you already know. Like, come on. sweet potato pie is, even without the sugar, just the consistency is richer than sweet potato. There is almost no way to make a completely perfectly smooth sweet potato pie, but you can make a completely smooth pumpkin pie.
It just don't taste the same.
It does not. They're not. They like their version. You know, it's like, you know, everybody like Dove chocolate, you know. You know, they like their chocolate dark, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's okay if you like chalk in your chocolate. It's not hurting nothing, but there's some things that you just... It's just some versions you just really need from the hood. Like, I just don't know any other way to put that nicely. You know, it's just like, it's okay that you know how to make it, but I still need to go over there and get it. Like, you understand?
I get it.
You know, it's like certain dishes that, you know, certain dishes you only eat at your grandma's house because she's the only person that got a pot that make it perfect every time. That pot was designed to make the type of dish she's about to make. Not everybody understand that. There's some traditions that we got away from just eating. Everybody cooking and letting everybody tell us what's good food. So I don't get involved with the sampling of other people's foods too well. My spirit falleth over. But the first day of fall is actually September the 22nd. So nine double deuces is for this year. But it's just basically your fall equinox. So you know, like the same thing we have when we did spring, we do it in the fall settings for the fall. So spring and fall, that's why they're similar, that's why they're cousins. So you're going to go through a lot of the same things that you went through in spring, but you're going to start going through it in reverse. So it's just like however your spring ended going into your summer is pretty much the mirror reflection of what your fall will look like going into your winter. And so I often tell people when you have a good early spring, typically you have a good early fall because your fall is literally generally mirroring your spring to go into winter. And so I just hope a lot of y'all had a good spring and summer, and because if not, then listen, don't call me. Well, actually, you can call me. CJ, they can't call me. We talked about it at the top of the show. You can't call me. Listen, don't pick up the phone. We calling him.
Mm-mm.
Can't get me. I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be eating chicken. But you know, I have nothing else scripted for tonight. We have literally did everything that we had came to do tonight. We're getting screamed at. We got raided. The dog got kicked in. You heard it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got raided. Like the production manager just came in here kicking and screaming. We got raided. I'm like, throw all the shit on the floor. Oh, go get your mom and your daddy. Oh. So, yeah, so tonight we have, you know, we had a short show because not much to cover tonight. We did everything that we came to do, and I don't want to waste you guys' time and keep you here just being silly because I can and, you know, but y'all got stuff to do too sometimes. So I like to do it when we do it and how we get it and how we get it good. That's all I got tonight. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to do Word of the Night, and then we're going to wrap it up and get up out of here. So we will be right back after this. Quick, and I do mean quick. I'm talking about like real, real, real quick commercial break.
Now tell me who wanna fuck with us.
ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and I bang. And let your fucking brain bang. Let your fuck out of evil bitches with riches. You carry 22s up in they hosiery. I'm black, telling when my father busting and loading. Me think he just finished lifting the key and dipping the D. No hate, we feel like he on for hitting my mom, letting the condom pop. Nigga, I was born in the drop. Coke ball in the pot. Shake the bed and bust shots at them street cops. Fuck your point in. My point is double four. Let your fucking jaw point in. Hollow point shit. 4 points, bitch. Need I stay calm? Cause if you get the point, bitch. Come on. What type of nigga slangin' bang in the streets? What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? What type of nigga fly that be cool? Bad boy. From the sky, cop the shit, bitch. Shoot, bitch, striking on the floor. Banging on your horse, second the Christ line, just examining for fault. For the crystal, on the way to trial, we go law, got a nigga head hurt, squirting till they pull the curtain. Let the money drip dry, $100 bills like a tears from my eye. No love, fuck y'all niggas. Hope you die slow, death is our coke test. And see the world is stuck a protest. Give up with your big rap niggas, with your gay rap. Running around talking this and talking that. See me in the streets, try to give me that. Andrew Cunanan ass niggas, my two cannon blast niggas, ass niggas. Got me fucked up in the game. Get your shirt stained. Get 5 mics, nigga, give me the cane. Do the shit to clean my money, dummies. Clean the wrist out, cop the piss out. Nigga, talk shit now, huh? What type of nigga slang and bang in the streets? Bad boy. What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? Bad boy. What type of nigga fly vent? Bad boy. From the sky, cop the shit, then shoot, bling, bling. It's a bad boy thing. With a sick, sick and street sweeping. With an evil grin, watch you die. One love, one life, one shot. Now niggas ain't sending nothing like a mom. Every line, I rip it, I write it with a pencil. So niggas die, lead poison if they bite it. Hate it or recite it. It's a G thing. Me and Puff is named Bart. Set it off. Bitches working toppers with G strings. Menage, bust shot, put your crew. Another charge. As the gold stream fly through the fog, make it popular. Pockets filled with more hobbies than the opera. Records on top of the Jackson. My nigga's tie, leave you tie. Bad boy, respect is a die. Coward. What type?
All right, y'all, we are back. We are getting ready to wrap it up. It is me and CJ closing out this quick show tonight of Soulful Sunday. We didn't have a lot to report. Because a lot of the stuff that's going on out there really ain't worth reporting. So we're going to talk about what we like to talk about, how we like to talk about it. But we're getting ready to get up out of here. So, CJ, what is your word of the night?
Kindness matters. Be kind to those around you.
I like that one. Mine is... be mindful. Take that how you want to take it, but be mindful. In this season, this is a season to be mindful in all things. All right? So I love y'all. I'll holler at y'all. We will be back on Wednesday for a while. It's Wednesday, and we have things to do, places to go, and entertainment to have. So I'll holler. Y'all know where to see us at. Get at us. CJ.
What's up?
I got nothing for you. Bye.
Adios.